Good morning, church. Good to see you all. I was so grateful that we had a successful art auction day yesterday. Wow! the reason it is, I say successful is not because we raised tons of money, we sold out. No, not at all. We raised quite some fund out of it. But for me, it's successful because we did it. Together, we did it. So we were not afraid to hold this event. When we have this opportunity, we said yes. We can do it. Outreach team in charge and task force, they organized the task force team, and we all together did such a wonderful event. That's why I said it was successful. Praise the Lord. Not many of you think that. I enjoyed this so much. The food was awesome. Music was beautiful. And I got to meet new people. And it was fun to keep raising the bidding. Thank you all for your participation and contribution for the event. Thank you for youth. You did a wonderful job to bring food to the participants, and I couldn't resist, so I ate them all. So tasty, thanks to Karen and Angie feeding us well. And only thing is that I need to be diet, do diet for the next few days before the Thanksgiving meal. Today is Commitment Sunday, the opportunity to pledge our support of the mission and ministry of Centenary in the new year. If you haven't put your commitment card in the offering plate, it's back of the sanctuary, please do so now. We are going to dedicate our commitment card to the Lord during the offering. For those who join the worship virtually, you may mail it to the church office. And you can still submit the pledge card next few weeks if you are not ready today. This year, we are going to use the Advent textbook, The Heart That Grew Three Sizes by Matt Roll, for a four-week Advent study, starting next week, November 28th. Thank you to all Sunday school teachers who are going to lead this study. There will be a separate youth study using the same textbook. I encourage our youth to join this study to prepare for the coming Christmas. And this year, Agudath Shalom Synagogue on Langhorne Road will host the annual interfaith service of unity and remembrance, which is the Thanksgiving service in our Rivermont community. It's going to be on Thursday, November 24 at 9:30. Please join the service if you are available. And now I proudly present our one and only Advent devotional booklet to you all. Wonderful. you can find them in the narthex and on the grand piano, everywhere. Special thanks to all the members and friends who submitted the devotions. Special thanks to Chris for making the beautiful booklet, and to Ida Powell for proofreading. If you need more booklets for reaching out to someone, please take more than one copy. And you can also call the church office and ask for more copies. Few more to go. But good to see you. Good morning. Catherine and I went to see Phyllis Murphy last Friday. As I heard from her family that she is now in hospice care. She is going to be 99 years old next week. Please pray for Phyllis as she is going through the end of her life. Also pray for Fred and Faye. Fred has been bedridden for a couple of months, and Faye's dementia has progressed. So please pray for them. So now, let us gather our hearts and minds to worship as we welcome the light of Christ.